Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick. It's your Monday, 4th of July edition. Hope everybody is having a fun, safe holiday weekend. In my little town, we had a fireworks show on Sunday night. We'll have some fun on Monday. So it's a couple days of 4th of July weekend fun. Hope you guys are having a good time, enjoying your sports, your friends, your families, and being safe most of all. We got 7 games for you on the main slate on Monday. There's some day action, some smaller slates. The main slate, 7 games. Starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll get you in and out of here to get you ready for your Monday. There's fireworks going on outside, so if you hear some, I apologize, but enjoy this while we can. So let's talk about the totals on this slate. Again, I'm on Twitter real quick, at BDentric. And you can check out the podcast, give it a rate review on iTunes. I'd appreciate it. And check it out on the YouTube and give it the old thumbs up. That would be pretty darn awesome as well. Totals on this 7-game slate. Again, starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Mets, Reds, 9.5. In Great American Small Park. Mariners, Padres, 8. Cardinals, Braves, 9. Twins, White Sox, 9.5. Blue Jays, A's, 7. Rockies, Dodgers, 8.5. So we got some high totals on this slate. Pitching is quite suspect. And your top price pitcher is only $9,300. No one in the 10K and above range. That's Alec Manoah at the Oakland Athletics, worth every single penny on this slate. Essentially 20 or more points in like 7 of his last 8 starts. He's been great. And now he gets the Oakland A's. In Oakland, even better, hit a pitcher-friendly ballpark, but an A's team that we know we can just target time and time again, striking out over 23% of the time this past month versus right-handed pitching with a .219 batting average against and a 78 WRC+. So Manoah should be chalky on this slate, pretty good chalk in this one. You can go to Kyle Wright if you want at 92 to be different than Manoah, but I want Manoah at 93. I'll pay the extra $100. I'll eat some chalk. We can definitely go that route if we need to. If you want to be a little contrarian, though, it's not Kyle Wright I'm looking at. It is Sean Manoah at $9,000. Like, he was phenomenal his last time out, and then they let him go a little too long, gave up a few runs, ruined his grade. He threw 112 pitches. That's kind of, you know, sometimes it doesn't bounce back nicely. But this is a dude that's thrown 6 or more innings in like 10 of his last 11 starts, 3 earned runs or less in pretty much all of those starts, 17 or more points in most of those starts. He's been very, very good. And the kicker is he's facing a Seattle Mariners team who's usually pretty good. No Ty France, which is huge. And over the past month, they're striking out 26% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And 229, 146 ISO, 107 WRC+. So they're pretty much an average offense, a 107 WRC+ versus lefties this past month, but tons of strikeouts. And as we know in the DFS world, that's what we're looking for, is those strikeouts. So Manoah is a great pivot in tournaments off Alec Manoah. Manoah, you use in cash. You can use him in tournaments if you want. But Manoah at 9K makes a really strong pivot in that one. I'm always a sucker for Hunter Green in tournaments because he's got like a 30-point ceiling and a -4-point floor. So if you want to go Green versus the Mets, I get it. It's Great American Small Park. It's terrifying. He's $8,600. Weird slate. Mets striking out 22% of the time versus righties this past month with a 97 WRC+. So if Green's on, he could blow up this slate for you, but he could also blow up this slate for you. So you have that to worry about. A popular play tonight. He has not reached his potential enough, but before last start, 16-point outing, 27 or more points in 3 straight starts, and that is Julio Urias, $8,300 at home against the Colorado Rockies. The Rockies only striking out 19% of the time versus lefties this past month. They've been hitting lefties very, very well, but you can go to Urias at $8,300 in LA, which is not a bad spot for him either. And a few other spots here. Johnny Cueto at 73 is quite intriguing. He's been actually pretty darn good. 15 or more points in 3 straight starts, basically in 4 of his last 5. He's given you at least 5 innings every start, 3 earned runs or less, and he's got 5 or more Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts. That's really big for Johnny Cueto. Now he gets the Minnesota Twins, who are striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. They're hitting them well, though. 273 average, 208 ISO, 130 WRC plus, but you're only paying $7,300 for Johnny Cueto. So if you're looking to save some cash, Johnny could be your dude at 73. I don't love it, but not a ton to love on this slate. Like, you could go Alex Fado and hope he figures it out finally at $6,100. I don't hate it in tournaments, but I think if I'm going cheap, it's Cueto. Fado if you're really desperate. Otherwise, it's Julio Urias. Green if you're feeling frisky. Manaea and Manoah. That's where I'm at on the slate. Not the best pitching slate. Again, 7 games starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time for your pleasure here. I told you I'd get you in and out here quickly for your holiday special. Let's talk about the bats on this 7-gamer catcher's position for you.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's going to be a lot of places to hit, as we know. Will Smith is $5,100 versus Kyle Freeland if you're paying up. I get it. Alejandro Kirk at 49 as well. I prefer Smith in that ballpark in that matchup, but don't mind Kirk either. Some cheaper options, though. You can always go Gary Sanchez, like we talked about. He's only 43, so he's an intriguing option for you. But Jorge Alfaro's crushing it. He's $3,600 against Chris Flexen. That's definitely someone you can look at if you want to save some cash. Sebi Zavala played on Sunday with Grandal out. If he's in the lineup, he's $2,600 for the White Sox versus Dylan Bundy. I don't know if it was just like a Sunday day off thing for him or what, but he's someone to monitor. There could be some punts here. Aramis Garcia has been playing a lot for Cincinnati and some others, so keep an eye on that situation when lineups come out on your holiday edition. First base position, if you do want to fade Green, Pete Alonso at $5,500 in Great American Small Park is outstanding. They got Vladito at 53 versus Cole Irvin. You got Freddie Freeman, that's just fine. CJ Cronin from the Contrarian versus Urias, who should be a popular play. That's an option for you as well. But like, I love Atlanta versus Dakota Hudson. Hudson's a massive pitch to contact guy, so I want to target him with guys like Matt Olson at $4,600. That's a really good spot. You got Jose Abreu versus Dylan Bundy at only $3,900. Good savings there. And then you got Great American Small Park. Tywin Walker's been pretty good of late. But you got Great American Small Park. You got Joey Votto at $3,800 versus Tywin Walker. Don't mind targeting that one at all. We talked totals earlier. 9.5 total, Cincinnati and the Mets, highest on the slate. And I know it's probably focused more on the Mets scoring runs, but you got Joey Votto at 38, which is a very good piece of savings as well. Kevin Biggio's been hitting it really well. If you want to stack some Toronto, he's first base, second base eligible. Jose Miranda's down there at 24. He's been sneaky good of late as well. So a couple values for you. And then Colby Clemens, a couple dongles lately. He's 2K. Versus Pilkington, him and Torkelson, both 2K versus Pilkington, but I'm not looking to go there if I don't absolutely have to. The total in that Cleveland-Detroit game is, we don't have a total on that one yet, so can't tell you, but I'm guessing 8.5-ish, give or take, in that one. Second base position for you, you can go some pay up if you want, like Tommy Edmonds of the world, but I'd rather save some cash. Jake Cronenworth, $4,500, like me some Jorge Polanco at 44 off the IL. Against Johnny Cueto. Jonathan India is only $4,100 versus Tywin Walker. Again, the Reds, they just sucker me in because you give me Great American Small Park. It's better than Coors Field this year. So let's have some fun with that, especially the discount on the Red Legs. Going below 4K, though, Orlando Arcia at $3,500. He's kind of cooled down a bit. Mentioned Kevin Biggio earlier. Jonathan Scope has been horrific, but he loves hitting lefties. If he's ever going to wake up in a tournament, he's $2,700 versus Pilkington. Josh Harrison is really starting to get it going. He's only $2,500 versus Dylan Bundy. He'd be another one to keep an eye on as well. Third base for you, you got Arenado, sure. Austin Riley, love it, versus Hudson. Got Machado's back. But J-Ram at 5K, the fact he's the fourth highest pick, third baseman on the slate is laughable to me because he's the best, one of the best players in baseball. So 5K versus Fado. Yes, you got Brandon Drury in Great American Small Park. Don't hate that either. But you can save a few shekels if you like. Jake Berger's $3,600. in his matchup, even cheaper. Not a ton down here, to be honest. So Yoan Moncada's down here at $2,400. He's just having such a bad season, but he's hitting almost 300 his last 10 games. It's like 0, 10, 0, 0, 14, 0, 38. So it's like an all or nothing. So GPP at 2,400. Sure. Against Dylan Bundy. I get it. I can see that as a potential punt play. Shortstop, love me some Dansby. Don't mind that. Javi Baez versus the lefty Pilkington. Detroit's going to sucker me in here. I can see it coming already. And Javi's one of the few expensive pieces of that stack. They got Trey Boo Boo against Freeland at 56. Don't mind that either. You got Bo Bichette at 55. So paying up at shortstop is very juicy. Correa at 49. All really, really good spots. Timmy Anderson's only 44 against Bundy. That's outstanding because you can run on Gary Sanchez. So keep that in mind. Anderson likes to run in situations like that. He's only $4,400 for stealing Bundy. That's actually savings at the shortstop position because there's not much to punt. He's like the cheapest guy I'm looking at right now, unless we get some differences like in the lineup. Like CJ Abrams down here, but I'm not really loving CJ, but he's 2K versus Flexen. So that could be your punt if you need to, but you're paying up at shortstop more often than not. Outfield, you got Ronald Acuna Jr. at 6K. That's worth it versus Dakota Hudson. You got Buxton. Springer is a good spot there at 57, but J-Rod at 56 is always a cash viable play. You got Tommy Pham, a great American small part, but Lubob at 45 is a pretty nice value. And his matchup there, Mookie Betts is back. He's only 43 versus Freeland. That is very, very nice. Very, very nice with some Mookie Betts there. I like that a lot. He came back on Sunday, went 2-for-3 with two doubles and two walks for 18 points. And he's $4,300 versus Freeland. That is like a lock play. Cash game for sure. Tournaments, why not? Like, that is ridiculously too cheap. I don't care how he's been gone. Be better, DK. Be better. $4,300 for Betts in that scenario is stupid. Ozuna double donged on Sunday. He's 42 versus Hudson. You got Jesse Winker, who's heating up. He's 4K. Juan Yepes at 39. If you're playing tournaments and fading Kyle Wright, he's worth a look. Lourdes Gurriel at 36 is a bit of a value. Dylan Carlson starting to hit as well. Michael Harris Jr. is only $3,200. That's a really good value if you're going against Dakota Hudson. I like that a lot in my Atlanta stacks, maybe even a one-off there. Nick Senzel at $2,800. He's been heating up for the Red Legs in Great American Small Park. Alex Kirilloff at 27 is a good value as well. And then, like, if you really want to stack Detroit, you got Grossman, but Riley Green at 25. Nick Gordon is a good value for Minnesota. If he's in lineup at 24 versus Cueto, Gordon's playing really, really well, so that's a very nice value. Gavin Sheets at 22 is a decent Chicago value versus Bundy. So lots of value on the slate. If you want to pay up, if you want to go Bundy and Manaea, you can do that. Manoah and Manaea, sorry. Do not play Dylan Bundy. Let me recap the pitching for you. Manoah is the player at $9,300. You play him, you lock it in, you rock and roll. Manaea is the pivot at 9K. Hunter Green in tournaments at 86 has the boomer bust potential of the slate. Julio Urias at 83 is nice as well. And then Cueto, if you need to, at 73, if you're desperate, Alex Fado. Stacking it up, Great American Small Park, give me Cincinnati. I don't mind the Mets against Hunter Green, but give me Cincinnati in that stack. You could go San Diego versus Flexen if you want. Cleveland-Detroit is a game stack, like a weird game stack if you really, really want to. Atlanta versus Dakota Hudson is one of my favorites. The White Sox against Bundy's outstanding. You can go Toronto versus Cole Irvin if you want. The Dodgers versus Freeland. So Dodgers and Braves are awesome. Then you got White Sox, Reds, and then that Cleveland-Detroit game is where I'm kind of looking at things on this slate. All right, I told you, we'd be in out on this 4th of July edition. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDAndrew. Hit me up there. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. If you have the podcast or rate review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. Or Spotify, if that's where you listen to the show. Also, if you watch the show on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. That would help out a ton. But I hope you guys have a great 4th of July. Enjoy your day. Stay safe. Enjoy your time with friends, family, or whatever you are doing. And I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your 4th of July edition.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.